So, first of all, can you explain the committee model to me, please?
In principle, the strong leader model, which is perhaps the easiest way of starting it, revolves around one leader being elected by council, who then appoints purely on their own decision the cabinet, which makes all of the all the main decisions for the council. The committee system works in that the management committee, in essence, is politically proportionate across the council, and this is the very important part. So whereby, and there's a case at Spelthorne at the moment, all eight members of the cabinet are Conservatives, even though Conservatives are in a minority. If we were currently operating a committee system, the committee which would replace cabinet would be proportionate, reflecting the political makeup of the full council, and obviously in the current situation that means it would not be Conservative dominated.
What's your reaction to the Conservatives opposing this then?
Well, it's very interesting because, first of all, that the third motion, which didn't get heard because we ran out of time, was for the Conservatives suggesting that we move towards some sort of a committee system, but with lots of caveats, which basically meant it wouldn't have happened. And there was an amendment proposed by two opposition councillors, Councillor Dofelt, seconded by Councillor Seaver, which made very, very minor amendments to the first motion, which all Conservatives supported. And it was only the changing of a couple of words. So we then anticipated that the Conservatives would support the substantive motion, which, as I say, was a move back towards proper democracy. And quite frankly, they showed their true colours when every single Conservative member voted against the substantive motion. And my view is that, based on this, the fact that the majority of all councillors, 28 of the 39, voted for a return to the committee system as soon as possible, quite frankly, the current Conservative administration is effectively a lame duck, and they are purely caretakers until the new system, which the motion called upon, comes into effect in May 2021.
If United Spelthorne were to get a majority, would you return to the strong leader model?
I think it's unlikely that United Spelthorne will will get us a majority. I have no objection to the strong leader model, providing that that is when the main party has the majority, which was clearly the case in the 45 years up till my and my colleague's departure, because they effectively decide who the leader is, and through the leader they control the cabinet. Where the strong leader model doesn't work is when the largest party does not have a majority. Had it been that the Conservatives still had a majority at the point at which my colleagues and I left, we would not have been bringing the motion to return to a committee system.
What is making you different to the Tories policy-wise then? How would you diverge from them?
I'm not saying we are different to Tories on policy. It's all about democracy and the fact that those who control the council reflect the political makeup. I mean, it's self-obvious that I and my colleagues have differences of political view with the current administration. Had we not done so, we probably wouldn't have left. But it's much more about the democratic process. And I would mention that until the 2000 Local Government Act, the committee system was the norm throughout the whole country. Then there was an allowance, and that then changed in 2000 to the strong leader model. And in 2011, there was a provision within the Localism Act to return to the committee system if people wish to, and that has grown in desire by many councils since 2019 local elections, when obviously many councils became much more fragmented politically.
If there's no real difference between you and the Tories policy-wise, then surely the strong leader model would have some merit if you were to vote in line with some of their proposals.
Not necessarily, because we are now politically different. We are a politically different party. Just because we have similar views on many subjects doesn't mean that we're the same. And unfortunately, the current administration has been somewhat reticent in bringing forth what their policies are. So far, we've heard they're going to do lots of reassessments. They're going to drop the strapline, Spellthorne means business. But we've not heard of any substantive actual policies. But, you know, we are still conservative with a small C. And it doesn't, it just means that we don't necessarily agree with the current administration.
What are your views on the current administration and the current leader?
It's not for me to comment, I don't think. I think what is emerging, and perhaps more pertinently not emerging, from current leadership probably speaks for itself. The whole purpose of bringing the motion was to return Spellthorne much more to a democratic, to much more democratically reflect the makeup of the council. The other thing I'd like to mention is the moves towards unitary authorities. As many listeners will be aware, Surrey County Council have put in a bid to central government to effectively take over all local authorities within Surrey and just run it as one very big Surrey administration. All the local borough and district councils oppose this, and we believe that it is just removing the people from local democracy. It's taking them one step further back. And whilst I have no particular involvement in at the moment, I'm very pleased that all the local authorities are saying, no, we do not believe this is the right way forwards. I don't think many people in Surrey really support a single unitary Surrey local government.
There is one thing I would like to ask regarding the committee system. How much difference would there be for a person in Spellthorne?
Well, it all depends on what different decisions were made. I mean, it may well be that, you know, somebody living in Acacia Avenue sees no difference at all. But the whole point is, if you've got decisions being taken by what is effectively only 17 out of the 39 councillors, then clearly that cannot be considered as democratic. I think that is the important thing.
Excellent. Well, thank you very much for speaking to me.